talking about great things to do outside with your family in the 7 o'clock hour. Well, one of the events we support every single year is the festival out at Tres Rios. Now, that got canceled this year, earlier this month, when they started releasing water through the Salt River. And Tres Rios did exactly what it was supposed to do. It went 3 feet underwater, and you know, it's in a riparian area. It's in a great bird watching area. So the Tres Rios Festival out in Avondale is actually scheduled for next weekend. So don't miss that either. They've got some great entertainment they're going to have out there. You'll be able to see wildlife up close. You'll be able to go canoeing, try a hand at archery, fishing, view local birds, hike, and a whole lot more. And this event also is 100% free.
And the weather will still be nice. It'll be in the low 80s.
It will. So for more information on that, go to TresRiosNatureFestival.com. TresRiosNatureFestival.com. You know, the other thing you could do if you wanted something to do and you want to be tickled to death, you could drive down to Marana and watch my 4-year-old grandson do rodeo.
On Nibbles. His mighty steed of 3 feet tall. It's pretty good stuff.
What's the lineup look like down there today?
If you're giving Nibbles credit for 3 feet, you're giving him a little extra credit, I think. I'm about to get my measuring stick out now because he's not up to my waist.
Well, attitude buys him a little height, right?
Oh man.
So we're getting ready to get kicked off. They try and start at 8, and we've got two arenas, which is usually typical for the Queen Creek Junior Rodeo Association. Tinley is out third on goat tying, so she's riding around right now and getting warmed up. They are very kind. They put my work situation on Saturdays, so they put Remy, his first event is barrel racing, so they put him very last on Saturday mornings for me.
Well, I liked your method. You're broadcasting from your truck, and if your hat's on backwards, kids, leave me alone. I'm on air, right? That's the key word.
That's the indicator. If the hat's forward, they can open the car, they get something out, or ask me a question, tell me something. But when the hat backwards, we're on programming time.
And you've got Greg Peterson coming in at 8 o'clock?
We do. Mr. Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, will be joining us. He joins us the fourth Saturday of every month, and we're talking about all things for getting your garden ready. It is in the desert, a wonderful time to get ready to start planting, and he'll talk about we'll cover the plant calendar on what you can plant, but you know, a good garden starts with great soil. So that's how we'll start off the segment talking about soil. And we also have a pair of tickets to give away for the Coyotes that we'll do in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
As well.
Good, very good. Well, I appreciate you joining us from the rodeo, that's for sure. Greg will be here in studio in just a few minutes.
We got to get it figured out. We were looking at it, and if Landry stays in it through high school, you know, we have 16 more years of rodeo. So and it's just too much work for one person to do. I can't leave Amanda with 4 kids. We changed saddles
4 kids
13
6 horses.
Times in one day.
I think he's asking for rodeo Saturdays off, Jennifer. I think that's what he's asking for.
No, I think he's telling.
We've just got to work that. We got to figure out how to make it all work. And with modern technology, hey, I mean, who would have guessed? Our access unit is on the hood of Big Red, my F-250 rodeo rig, and I've got the cord run down through the window cracked open here, and I've got my laptop with a hotspot on so I can see the call screener notes. We're ready to rock and roll.
Sounds good. All right. Well, Romy and Greg in the outdoor hour at 8 o'clock.
And then I will bounce out at 9 and 10 and let y'all take it from there.
Very good. go watch the kids in the rodeo, that's for sure. Hey, I want to encourage y'all to get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And we're talking about all these great things to go out and do and appreciate and see in the state of Arizona. Well, we make that very easy for one winning family a month by awarding an Arizona staycation. Now, you can only register for this in one place. That's our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and it's brought to you and sponsored by Sanderson Ford. So if you're the winning family, you get to go out to Sanderson Ford, 64 acres of vehicles. Well, they've got a corner of that sectioned off where it is their demo vehicles, the newest vehicles, the latest and the greatest. And you get to pick which one of those vehicles you want to drive around Arizona. They give you the keys and they give you the car for free. Jennifer throws in a gas card on the dashboard that covers all your gas. We have lodging partners in Prescott, Williams, Pine Top, Bisbee, Lake Havasu, Jerome, Sedona, Greer, Grand Canyon, Flagstaff. We've got lodging partners in all the great corners and places of Arizona, and we arrange for your lodging to be free. So we're going to put you in a state-of-the-art Ford vehicle that you get to pick. We're going to pay for your gas. We're going to make sure that card is loaded up with enough that not only are you going to get gas, but it's going to cover your meals.
$250.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a nice little set of books from Arizona Highways.
Arizona Highways always throws in some great travel books.
And gift baskets.
You tell us where you want to stay, and we make arrangements. And most of the places that we have here are places that customers have requested, could I stay here? And then when we call them and visit with them about what we're doing, they say, oh, sure, yeah, we'll participate. We'll jump in on that deal. Our last winner went to Hacienda del Sol in Tucson, which is one of Jennifer and I's favorite places to stay when we're in Tucson.
And she sent us a beautiful little Shutterfly kind of book full of beautiful pictures.
I mean, she documented
the
whole thing.
We got to almost go with her.
Yeah, she documented the whole thing. That was a beautiful little thank you.
That was a treat for us.
That was. And we do get great testimonies from all of our participants in the staycation. Just some people saying it's the first vacation I've had in 7 years.
I couldn't have gone without this.
Couldn't have gone. My
Those
sister
my
flew
favorite.
In from Portland, and we took her to the Grand Canyon. So Arizona Staycation by Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford, only at one place, rosieonthehouse.com. Go register. We draw a winner every month.
For the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.